Hey guys, I'm Dave Huber and I'll be filling in for David Mitchell today. I am so happy to be with you. Today, you're going to learn why you will find success when you stop looking for status.
Hey guys, I'm David Mitchell, founder and CEO of Tradeway. What if God himself gave you a blueprint for how to handle your money? Well, the Bible is a practical book. Let's dive in and see what it has to say about wealth, about risk, about leverage, and about investing, and uncover how trading in the stock market can be a powerful tool for moving towards your biggest goals. We're so happy you're here. This is The Word on Investing.
Welcome to the show, guys. If you're wondering, what in the world does that mean, I'll find success when I stop looking for status? Well, let's get into it. Why are we so obsessed with status? Job titles, certifications, credentials, number of followers, number of views, blue checks, verified status. Why do we care so much about status? Because we get it confused with success. But status is just the outcome of success, which means if you get it twisted, you'll pursue everything backwards and end up failing. So here are two shifts you can make to stop looking for status and start pursuing success. Shift number one, recognize that status is just the way you are seen by others. Let's say you want the status of being known as the best in your field. To get that status, other people have to know that you're the best. To be known as the world champion, you have to beat all the other champions. But guess what? That's not enough. You have to be seen beating all the world champions. To be the boss, you have to work better than the other employees and get the promotion. But what if none of the other employees get the memo that you got the promotion? They wouldn't see you as the boss, and it's pretty hard to have the status of boss if no one knows you're the boss. Every level of status requires that other people see you experience some level of success, which means status is the public display of success. So why does status kill success? For the same reason, world champions in one year end up being the runner-up the next year. People get so caught up in titles and trophies, they forget that success is about overcoming trials and tribulations. So the champion in one year begins to think he's good enough, and he doesn't strive to be better the next year. Meanwhile, everyone else tries to be better. They overcome the trials and tribulations required to become the champion, so they get better, and that makes the current champion's path to victory a whole lot harder. So what if you don't currently have the title of champion? What if you're not at the level of status that you hope to have? Doesn't that mean you need to put on a show and start showing other people how successful you are so that they will begin to recognize you as having the status that you want? Not so fast. It might feel that way, but it's actually a trap. Because when you do things for show, you focus on getting good press. You focus on putting on a show. You don't really focus on the work required to have the success that you want other people to think you have. And what happens is you begin to only do that work when you think somebody else is watching. I have a little girl. She's really into watching American Ninja Warrior. She wants to be an American Ninja Warrior so badly. So guess what I did? I set up an obstacle course for her and she went to work. What she quickly learned is that it's kind of tough to be an American Ninja Warrior. She wanted to quit because she wasn't very good at it. And the only thing that would motivate her was if somebody else was watching her try. If she's going to wait for an audience, she's never going to train nearly enough to reach her goal. But here's the deal. My daughter's 10 years old. She's still learning a whole lot about life. And we're teaching her these lessons so that she won't be the person that only performs when other people are watching. Looking for status is a trap. So stop putting on a show. Start actually doing the work to overcome the tribulations that can result in the success and eventually, maybe, the titles and trophies that you're seeking. So that's shift number one. Shift number two, recognize that success is done in secret, but it can result in public status. My father-in-law, who taught me tons about business and money, he said to me once, "You have to think like a millionaire and do all the work that millionaires had to do to become millionaires before you're a millionaire." Thinking is something we do inwardly. Doing work before the world even knows who we are is kind of like being a future world champion that's lifting weights in the gym. The world just doesn't see all that work. They see the win. They see the big game. They don't watch the blood, sweat, and tears in preparation of that game. They don't see the many hours that a champion puts into the work to become a champion. See, the work that brings success is the work that's done in secret. See, the world just sees an internet influencer and thinks, wow, they have it easy. All they do is talk on video and get paid. They don't see the hours of unwatched videos, the millions of unused takes, the work, the discipline the internet influencers have to perfect their skill at communicating on camera. Matthew chapter 6 says, "Take heed that ye do not your alms before men, to be seen of them. Otherwise, ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven." Look at that. Seeking status ends in failure. That's what that means. Therefore, this is verse 2. "Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward." See, status is not success. They're two totally different things. Let's look at verse 3. Watch what it says. "But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father, which seeth in secret, himself shall reward thee openly." Success comes from the secret inward work that you do. That's what God rewards. But look at how he rewards. Openly. That's status. See, status can come as a result of success. Let's go on down to verse 5. "And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward." Again, what is it? Status seekers, they end in failure. All right, verse 6, "But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut the door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly." Success can result in status, but status is not the same as success. By recognizing that status is only how people see you, and by focusing on the secret work of success, you might find yourself overcoming the trials and tribulations that can lead to the titles and the trophies. But once you get there, it's important to stay humble in the sight of the Lord so that he can lift you up. Well, guys, we're about out of time today, but I want to leave you with this thought. One of the things that my family has found that really helps to bring about success is the learning of new skill sets. Which is why I want to invite you to learn some new skill sets that are totally awesome. And we're going to share this information for free. It's a workshop called Trading with a 9-to-5 Job. A lot of people think if you're going to be successful in the stock market, you have to do it full time or be an expert in finance. That just couldn't be more untrue. The truth is, almost anyone can learn to trade stocks from virtually anywhere with an internet connection. And it does not have to be a full-time commitment. Let's face it. A lot of us are busy with careers we really love. Trading in the stock market does not have to get in the way of that. In this free workshop, you'll explore how to trade alongside a job, learn which strategies work best in your situation, and gain insight into how to create a trading system that works with your 9-to-5 schedule. Get access to the free workshop now at tradeway.com/workshop. That's tradeway.com/workshop. We'll see you next time.